Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. The National Park Service is donating more funds to preserve, restore, and increase education about Japanese-American internment camps scattered across the U.S., most of them in the West. 91.5 KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports.
Camp Amachi in southeast Colorado was one of four camps in the Mountain West. It opened in 1942. Mike Nolte is with the University of Colorado, Denver.
I think we need to keep this history fresh and make sure we don't repeat these kinds of mistakes.
The camp closed in 1945, but some reminders of its existence are still there. That includes the foundation of the high school and remnants of koi ponds built by the internees. Nolte works with the Center of Preservation Research at the university. He says his department will be using the grant to create a 3D model of the site as it appears today by digitally scanning the nearly 10,000-acre area.
In the landscape, if you're just kind of walking around, certain features might not be as obvious, especially features like koi ponds that are on site that haven't been kept up as well or sort of eroding.
During World War II, our region held Japanese Americans in internment camps in Colorado, Idaho, Wyoming, and Utah. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Abigail Beckman.
Attorney General Cynthia Kaufman announced yesterday that Colorado has joined with 49 other states and the District of Columbia in a $148 million settlement with Uber Technologies to address the company's one-year delay in reporting a data breach to its affected drivers. Uber learned in November of 2016 that hackers had gained access to personal information that Uber maintains about its drivers, including driver's license information pertaining to more than 12,000 Colorado drivers. Uber claims they tracked down the hackers and obtained assurances that the hackers deleted the stolen information. Under Colorado law, Uber was required to notify the affected drivers in a timely manner, but did not report the breach until 1 year later, November 2017. Colorado will receive $2.1 million in the settlement. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.